神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Happy to be with you again.
很高兴再次跟你在一起。
And today we're going to be talking about traumatic experiences, those experiences that they're hard to live through.
今天我们要谈的是一些我们人生当中发生的大事件，而且是很难面对的。
Like those of a death of a family member or friend by accident.
比如说呢，家里有人死了，去世了，或者是朋友突然间发生车祸。
The death of a child by a disease.
比如说呢，孩子呢，因为生病而走了。
The death of a loved one.
有时候是你所爱的丧失了。
Maybe the loss of your career.
还是说呢，你的工作丢了。
Maybe it's a financial disaster in your life, everything you've lost.
还是你的一生的这种经济呢，你的这个财产呢，已经瓦解，已经破产。
There are so many things that can happen in our life to bring us all to a place where we feel like life is almost shattered.
在人生里面会有一些突然间发生的事情呢，把我们带到一个地步，好像呢，人生进入了一片黑暗，好像已经没有任何的希望。
In one place where I was, I had a very close friend and her husband and a daughter-in-law and littlesix-week-old baby was killed in an automobile accident.
对我来说，人生上有一种经验，一次的经验就是我的很好的朋友，有一次他的先生跟他自己，还有他的媳妇，还有孙女，就在一次的车祸里面全部丧生。
I remember as if it was today.
我到今天记忆还是那么的新鲜，那么的生动。
When one of my friends said to me, they're gone, they're all gone.
当朋友来告诉我说他们全部都完了。
It was a terrible accident where a big car hit into a car that wasn't as strong and smashed it until my friend was part of the motor.
他跟我述说呢，车子被一个卡车撞了，而且呢撞得非常的严重，车子简直是已经都全部都挤成一堆了。
There are many...feelings and emotion that you experience at that time.
在那一刻之间呢，我的情绪呢有一个非常大的一个经验。
The first one is an overload of our mental and emotional processing. It's called a shock.
那首先在我的这种理性跟我的情绪之间呢，就产生了一种好像震惊。
The mind cannot take it in.
我的脑筋没有办法接受。
The emotions are like they don't know where to go.
情绪也不晓得该怎么样来流露。
And so then we get this overwhelming feeling of numbness and dullness.
那时候的感觉是一种好像淹没了你，好像让你觉得是麻木的，没有感觉了。
Of course, the closer you are to what the experience is, the greater the shock is.
那当然你跟那个人对方的关系如果越亲近的话，那你的这种震惊的那个强度就越强。
Sometimes people feel like I should be brave at this time.
有时候有人过后就想说我应该要很勇敢才对。
But you have to realize that it takes some time to process this event that's happened.
但是你要知道在这种过程当中呢，是很自然的，一定要经过一个过程你才能够慢慢的过去。
Actually,It's as if God has given us a mechanism that closes down so the hurt won't be so bad.
事实上，这是神造人的一个很奇妙的一个功能，就让我们呢用这个震惊来面对，好让我们稍微暂时的关闭。
It's a time when you don't feel anything sometimes.
那个时候呢，你好像没有感觉。
There are times when you can't even cry and show how you feel.
在这个没有感觉的时间呢，你有时候呢，连哭都哭不出来，也没有什么样的一个表达。
This period lasts longer for some than for others.
对有些人来说，这个阶段呢会长一点，但有些人呢就短一点。
Actually, I have a friend whose sister, her husband had been dead over 1 year.
我有一个朋友，他的妹妹的先生呢，已经去世了一年。
And she had just gone through an operation at this time after he had been dead a year.
那就在一年之后呢，她自己动了手术。
When she came home from the hospital, she laid across the table and began to cry and cry and cry.
在这先生去世一年后的动完手术回家之后呢，突然间她就躺下来大哭。
Saying, I don't know what I'm going to be. He's not here. He always takes care of me.
他突然间就发觉到说他的先生不在了，他就哭着说，我现在怎么办呢？他总是那个照顾我的人，他不在了。
Now, my friend said she hardly cried after her husband's death.
那我的朋友告诉我说，他的妹妹呢，在他先生去世的时候呢，没有怎么样哭。
Now she has utterly broke down.
现在她终于好像崩溃一样宣泄出来了。
This happened about 4 months after my father died to my mother.
那对我的母亲，在我父亲去世后的四个月也有这样的经验。
He died in September, and in December, my mother just broke down completely.
在我父亲九月去世之后呢，一直到十二月，我的妈妈才真的把她的情绪发泄出来。
You see, it's as if suddenly it comes over you what has happened.
因为这个突然间来的一种事情的发生呢，让你不晓得到底怎么回事。
Before it was like a fog, but now the reality just presses down on you.
在当时就好像一层雾把它盖着，但是呢，到一个地步呢，你终于会明白是怎么回事。
Now, at times, the second response is disbelief.
第二个反应，在那个麻木的阶段之后，震惊的阶段之后，第二个反应就是呢，你不太能够相信。
It's similar to shock. Maybe both of them are go together at times.
这个呢，有时候是跟第一阶段的这种震惊是联合在一起的，就是不想面对，不太相信。
It's when we look at the thing and we don't believe what's happened.
你看到事实了，可是你不认为那是真的。
It's like what happened here in 2001 when the terrorist struck one of the large buildings.
就像在美国2001年的时候，这个911的事件，当恐怖分子攻击的时候，整个美国的局势也是这样。
They actually many believe that that couldn't happen.
有些人在事情发生后还认为说这个怎么可能
？That they could never penetrate a strong country.
那怎么可能会来攻击那么强壮的国家呢
？So they couldn't accept that. Immediately accept that they were in sort of disbelief, it just can't be true.
所以很多人在那个时候都没有办法相信这个事情已经发生了。
I can remember when my friend died.
我还记得我那个朋友在车祸中去世之后。
And someone said that her son was in the wreck.
就有人告诉我说他其中的一个大儿子呢，他在车祸中还活着。
But I knew that Tony was to work that day.
那我就记得说呢，他这个大儿子本来应该工作的。
I could hardly believe it was true.
那我就不相信说怎么他在工作会跑去这个车祸，参与这个车祸的事情呢
？So sometimes we grasp some thought, and it just couldn't be. This couldn't have happened.
所以有时候你会好像抓住一点其他的信息，然后想要来否认事实发生的事情。
When someone dies suddenly,
比如说有一个人你认识的人，然后突然间去世了
，and they call and say they passed away, they're gone.
那有人就打电话给你说他死了。
And the first thing many times will say, I can't believe it. I just talked to them 20 minutes ago.
有时候你会说呢，我才在20分钟之前跟他打过电话，跟他讲过话呢。
And then sometimes we go into denial.
那接下来有时候我们就会否认了。
We just don't want to accept the truth.
虽然你看到事实了，可是你不接受事实。
You try to say this isn't real.
你会说呢，这个不真实，不是真的。
It's different than disbelief.
这个否认跟前面的不能面对是有分别的。
Denial is a deliberate choice not to accept the truth.
这个否认是说呢，你自己决定不接受这个事实。
It's an attempt to lie to yourself so that you don't feel so bad.
事实上是对自己的一种自欺，好让自己呢不会那么的难过。
So you keep lying to yourself one lie after another.
你就继续的一个加一个的来欺骗自己。
There are people that go into this.
有的人哈就陷在这里面了。
They just will not believe you.
他就是定义的不去相信。
Because they have lied to themselves.
因为他们已经呢对自己欺骗了。
You see, denial is a defense mechanism, what you try to use to keep yourself from actually having to go through the experience.
这是一种自我防卫的方法，因为呢，这样就可以避免你自己经过这种大震撼的一个过程。
Then another thing, many times, a fear comes over you.
接下来你会有惧怕、恐惧。
Actually, each one of us may vary in the different ways we feel, but there is a sense that we're fearful because of what's happened.
对于发生的事情呢，我们会有不同方法的表达我们的这种惧怕，但是都会出现恐惧的阶段。
Maybe fearful wondering, what am I going to do without them?
比如说呢，你会开始害怕说呢，那失去了这个人我怎么办？
Some of them have said, how can I live without them?
那我怎么样活着呢？
Something overwhelming comes and you think, I can't face the future without them.
有时候你会觉得说没有他的话，那我怎么面对我的未来呢？
So we may have to face fear for a short time.
所以在一段时间或者是短期里面呢，你需要面对你心里面的惧怕。
So we see then that fear can be a natural response until it goes too far.
那这个惧怕本身害怕呢，也是一个很自然的反应，就是不要过分就是了。
Because when fear goes on to bring you a confusion and irrational thinking, and allows you to stay in this for a long period of time, then this is where it is very, very bad.
如果你容许这个惧怕留太久或者太过分的话，好让你呢觉得好像混淆或者是已经思考都不清晰了，然后呢就让他这样子有用太长的时间来占据你的话，那这样就有问题了。
You see, actually, with all that we're talking about, it has to have its period to run out. But if it goes too long in any of these areas, then you are in real emotional psychological problem.
前面我讲的几个阶段，事实上呢都是很自然的，但是呢，他们如果逗留太长的时候，你的情绪跟你的心理就会产生病态。
And then, of course, the emotional pain.
当然也会留下来这种情绪的一种痛苦。
That pain is just as real as a physical pain.
这种痛苦跟你身体的病痛都一样的真实。
But we must allow ourselves to feel that pain.
但是你需要容许你自己来经历这些痛苦。
We must weep.And maybe even, if it's someone else, we should weep with them so that there is that feeling of letting out our emotions.
该哭就要哭，甚至呢，就是让别人陪着你或你陪着对方来哭，让你的情绪可以宣泄出来。
This emotional trauma, this emotional pain is something that, is like a wound. It's an emotional wound.
这个情绪的惊愕呢，就像好像在情绪上受了伤一样。
And you know that a wound takes time to heal.
你要知道一个伤痕是需要时间让它医治的，让它痊愈的。
But if you don't allow it to heal, if you let it fester, if you let it stay there, it's going to affect your life.
如果你不让它痊愈的话，它在那里好像在腐化，这样的话就会影响到你的整个的生命。
Because you're open to bitterness, to hatred, to just fighting with the world itself.
那等于说呢，你为自己囤积了一些像这种苦毒或者是一种里面的这种挣扎。
Actually, some may never recover from this wound.
甚至有很多人这种伤痕呢，就在那里好像好不了。
They just let it fester until actually their life is stopped right there.
他们就让它就这样子继续的好像发炎一样，发作一样，一直到他们的生命呢，就是没有办法再痊愈。
You see, these are the dangers that come when you have a terrible trauma.
那这个是一个危机，就是当这种突然间来的这种惊恐或者是这种冲击太大的时候呢，你会有的危机。
Then comes the emotion of anger many times.
接下去的阶段就是你情绪上会有怒气。
And so I know when my friend died, it was a young man who was drinking and taking drugs that killed them.
当我的朋友在车祸中去世的时候，撞他的司机呢，是一个酗酒而且吸毒的一个年轻人。
I really was angry, not at the young man,but at the thought of the drink and the drugs that drive people to this.
在那个时候我就对于这种酒或者是毒品呢会有一种很大的怒气而且不是针对这个人。
And just then, one of the leaders in government drove into our yard.
就在那个时候有一个政府人员呢他开车到我的院子来。
He had come to tell us how sorry he was.
他来告诉我说实在是他觉得很难过。
And I just looked at him.
我就看着他。
Because he had just passed a bill making liquor and those things more accessible.
因为政府刚刚通过了放宽酒品的这样的一个法令。
I said to him, this is where this bill leads to.
我就告诉他说，你看，你们做的好事造成这个结果。
And I walked away. He knew what I meant.
那我就不理他就走开了他知道我在讲什么
Now my anger was being directed I feel to the proper thing
那我里面有一种怒气我有一种好像不高兴呢是对于适当的一种不高兴
But many times our anger is not pointed toward the proper way
那事实上呢即使我生气的是对的事情可是我的生气的方法不对了
You see, anger is like a pebble that you can throw into the water, and it begins to ripple and ripple further and further.
因为生气本身就像你投下一块石头在水里面，它会产生旁边的涟漪，那些波动。
If you do not stop it, if you do not try to direct it in the right way, it will get hold of you for the rest of your life.
如果你的怒气没有适当的宣泄跟控制的话，就像那些涟漪一样，它的波动越来越大，越来越多，会影响到你整生的全生的生活。
My friend's son did not die in the wreck.
那个朋友的大儿子并没有在这个车祸中丧生。
But his wife, his daughter, his mother and father,All were killed in the wreck.
可是他的父母亲他的妻子他的女儿却死了。
He was saved. He was hurt, but he didn't die.
虽然他受伤可是却没有死。
I'm afraid that young man had become very angry, and I don't know that he's ever won over that anger.
我恐怕这个大儿子这个留下来的年轻人他心里面积存的怒气呢可能永远都宣泄不了。
His life's been very mixed up.
因为他的生活的过程到现在呢都非常的混乱
From one thing to another
总是呢在换他的工作方向就是有一个换过一个
Because I think he has unresolved anger
因为他里面有一个没有解决的怒气在里面
Now usually following anger is blame
那接下去在生气之后呢就会有怪罪
In some ways, it's the target that we use to get back at anger. We blame someone.
那为了要解决这个怒气呢，我们就好像找一个靶心一样来责备某一个人。
And so we have to begin to forgive if we're going to get into that area. If we keep blaming, there's no end to it.
那在这个怪罪之后呢，你如果不用宽恕、原谅来解决的话，你可是没完没了。
You may blame the other person. You may blame God at times.
到个地步，你怪这个，怪那个，甚至呢，怪天上的神。
You say he could have stopped that.
你会这样说呢？他为什么不阻止这个事情的发生？
So that blame that we have can really again be one of those things that if we let it go too far will really harm our life.
一样的，这个怪罪责怪别人的这个阶段如果太长的话会伤害我们的生命的过程
And then comes the unforgiving spirit Our anger has blamed And now it's going deeper into our very spirit We would never forgive them that action
从心里面的生气到责怪到后来呢会到一个阶段就是你没有办法去原谅对方没有办法让对方过去
Sometimes when we lose our money we feel someone we blame someone and then we will never forgive them and there comes an attitude of getting back at them
比如说呢你失去了你的财产然后你就怪某一个人最后你就想报复
Then unforgiveness puts us into bondage
这个不宽恕会让我们受到捆绑。
And now, day after day, week after week, month after month, this thing is deeply on our heart.
这样子日积月累之后呢，这种没有办法宽恕、想报复的心呢，就很深的在我们的心里面扎根了。
We think about the experience.
我们就一直在想那个经历。
We plan on how to get our revenge.
然后就在计划着怎么样来报复。
And it holds us in bondage.
这样的话就紧紧的抓住你，给你的一个捆绑。
Learn to forgive.
学习怎么样宽恕。
What you hold against people will never bring the situation back.
不管你怎么样怪罪别人，绝对没有办法再回到以前的境况。
Now for some, they go into periods of loneliness.
接下去有的人会陷入孤单。
These are people who have lost a family member or a close friend or have gotten a divorce.
比如说呢，他们失去了亲近的一个家人，所爱的人，或者是他们面对的是离婚，他们会陷入很孤独的里面。
Oh yes, for many, divorce is a trauma experience.
当然，离婚也是一个让我们很震惊的一个事件。
And when they begin to settle in life, life is empty for them.
这样的话，要面对以后的人生，好像觉得是空虚的。
And the loneliness almost eats them up.
这种落寞孤独好像就在吞噬我们一样。
And they don't really want to do anything to try to get over this loneliness.
而且也不想改善做什么来走出这种孤单。
It's a lady in our Bible study. She had a wonderful husband.
我们在一个研究圣经的一个聚会里面呢，有一个妇女，她有一个很好的丈夫。
He became blind.
后来这个丈夫就瞎眼了，眼盲了。
He got cancer.
后来也有癌症。
She took care of him. She watched over him. All her love was just on him.
这个妇女呢，这个太太呢，就用很多的时间跟精力都放在这个生病眼盲的先生身上。
And after he was gone, it was like she had nothing else in life. And she was so lonely.
一直到这个先生去世离开世界之后呢，他好像失去了一切，陷入孤独。
For some, they get a temptation to begin to drink alcohol.
有人在这种情况下会去酗酒。
For others, they take drugs.
有的人也会去吸毒。
Some people just will work and work and work so hard trying to ease that loneliness.
有的人呢就用工作，好像很疯狂的工作来解决这种孤单的感觉。
This is where we need to reach out to others.
这个时候是你应该要去关心别人的时候。
They will never be the same as the one you've lost.No, no one can take another person's place, but you can begin to get your thoughts and minds on something or someone else, and you will see it begins to help you.
当然，你要关心的这个对象呢，不可能替代你以前你这个跟你那么亲近的关系。但是呢，当你开始关心别人的时候，等于把你的注意力再转到别人的身上，你就不会总是去注意以前的伤痕。
For those of us who are Christians, we have found in Jesus Christ the one that can help us through this loneliness.
基督徒都知道耶稣，主耶稣，他可以帮助我们走出孤独。
Then another natural emotion that takes over, and that is sadness.
接下去的这种情绪阶段就是会陷入这种伤心难过。
It comes in like a rainy day, and it seems like it will never stop.
这种感受就好像下雨的天气，觉得好像雨停不了了。
Sometimes every day and in and out during that day, you just sit down and weep over the happening.
不是只有一天，有时候每一天总是这样子哭着，让自己很伤心。
So this thing, if you allow yourself, it will again overly sad.Will really bring you into some of the things I'm going to be talking about next.
如果你继续的处在这种伤痛的阶段的话，终究会往下面我要讲的这种阶段陷进去。
And this is where knowing Jesus helps us, because we can praise Him in the middle of the tragedies.
这一些呢，事实上我们都可以以我们的信仰，相信我们的主耶稣。 甚至呢，我们还可以用感恩赞美的心来求耶稣帮助我们来面对这些惊恐，这些大事件。
Now, this can drive you, as I said, into other things like depression.
那么这些呢，会让你陷入像沮丧。
It's like we become overly sad until there is a tremendous hopeless feeling deep inside of us.
过分的伤痛把你带进一个完全没有希望的一个境况。
It's more than just a rainy day.
可不是只有好像这种雨天或者是阴天的感觉。
It's the darkness and the gloom of hopelessness.
是一种黑暗没有光的一种绝望的状态。
You see, many people will get into this and some of them have never gotten out.
你知道吗？有很多人陷入这个黑暗的这个黑洞之后呢，就好像爬不起来了。
Hope is one of the marvelous words that reach out and say, there is a tomorrow.And I will live for that tomorrow.
希望是一种动力，让你可以这样宣告说呢，明天我还是可以继续的活下去，我有我的明天可以过。
And another thing it may drive you to is anxiety.
除了这个沮丧之外，忧郁之外呢，还会带给你焦虑。
It's unresolved emotional tragedy.That brings anxiety to us.
这一些大事件，这种让你惊恐的事件呢，带给你情绪的伤害而陷入焦虑。
You see, if you don't resolve the other things I've been talking to you, then eventually anxiety is going to take over your body and your mind.
如果前面我讲的那些阶段你不让它过去的话，那这个焦虑就会整个来占据，或者是来影响到你的身体或你的情绪。
Anxiety can cripple us.
这个焦虑会让你成为好像一个残障的人一样。
There are so many physical things that it attacks.
会在身体上面对你有攻击。
Headaches, backaches,
头痛、背痛。
Digestive system upset.
消化系统的破坏。
High blood pressure.
高血压。
And even into cancer.
甚至患绝症，就是癌症。
For when we are anxious, we are secreting a chemical from one of the glands in our body.
因为焦虑会让你里面的内分泌增加。
And this particular gland can toxize us and actually make us sick inside.
这个内分泌的增加呢，会产生过分的这个化学变化，会产生毒气。
And so that's why we cannot allow anxiety to take over.
那就是为什么不能容许焦虑来整个占据你的情绪。
So we must resolve these things one by one as we face them in tragedies.
当我们面对这些让我们攻击我们的震惊的大事件的时候呢，一个阶段一个阶段的一定要去处理它。
Easy to do? No.
当然不容易。
But it's a must in your life.
但是一定要解决。
When you lose a child or a husband or whatever it might be,Begin to resolve these problems that come in your life so that you will have a life after the happening.
不管你失去的是多么亲密的人，那不管怎么样呢，你一定要面对他，这样的话你才可以再一次面对未来。
Remember, Jesus wants to help you.
记得耶稣他是很乐意的要帮助你。
He said, cast your burden on me for I care for you.
他说把你的忧虑卸给我，把你的重担卸给我，然后呢，我顾念你。
We have hope in him.
我们在他里面一定有希望。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。